Welcome, Tau Boys and Tau Gals. I'm Small Dog Dan, and this is Mal Nivlum.
And this is Pool Boys.
What's going on, guys? Episode 26, Pool Boys, Smaller Dan here, Mal Nivlum here. A little late, Hola. But Mal has other priorities, so at least we got it out. Yeah, I had to get the shot in before, you know.
Yeah, no, you did. I mean, it's always, but at least, like, we're not doing this, like, a month later.
That's true. That's true. It's,
It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
It's, correct me if I'm wrong, it's, 9 days later?
Yeah, which is better than a whole 3 months later.
That's right, sister.
unless this one never comes out, which...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 50% possible? It's a 50-50 chance.
So, for episode 26, I think we should talk about the biggest news story in baseball. The biggest happenings of the week.
Yeah?
Carlos Beltran's new manager, the New York Mets.
Oh yeah, this is what everyone's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Talk your shit, Danny. Tell.
I was a little too young for Beltran. I didn't didn't really get to see his prime, but he's still one of my favorite players.
There we go.
Don't care what you say about him with this, Mitch, with the Cardinals playoff game. That's whatever. He's still one of my favorite playoff games. He's one of the smartest people in baseball. Mm-hmm. You know what? If Brian Cashman liked him so much, why shouldn't we take a chance on him?
Exactly. Wait, but didn't he come out and say, like, he wasn't going to be your manager?
That was some, like... So this is SNY Porter, who just is terrible at his job. He gets everything wrong. And he reported that, like, the Mets aren't interested in stuff like that.
Well, technically, if he gets everything wrong, then technically gets everything right.
Yeah, if you get everything wrong, are you never wrong?
Exactly.
But, yeah. The Mets, I love the move. I wasn't really fully on Joe Girardi because, you know, he gets a little hot-headed with his own players. He wasn't really the biggest factor in winning a World Series when he had, like, 20-star players on the team and probably, like, 8 All-Stars.
Yeah,
probably.
And he was also signed by the Phillies, so... Yeah.
It's going to be very annoying when the Phillies do win a World Series or they kick us out of the playoffs because of Joe Girardi, but whatever.
Yeah, because of Joe Girardi. Yeah, it'd be because of him.
Mm-hmm.
No other factor.
What are you trying to get at?
What? Oh, what? I'm just saying Bryce Harper is the greatest player ever lived. That's what I'm saying. Wait, is Carlos Santana still in there?
Carlos Santana? No, he's on the Indians.
Oh, that Pringles can, man.
Hey, if you're talking about Pringles can, look at Juan Uribe, bro.
Whoa, baby.
He's got that hammer, brother.
Wait a minute, I was thinking about Juan here, bro. My bad.
Nah, it's fine. A little racist, but it's whatever.
Bro, I mean, he's showing off what he got.
Mm-hmm. But I guess we gotta talk about it. The National League won the World Series, and I couldn't be any happier.
The National League won the World Series?
Big win for the National League.
National League.
And especially the National League East won the World Series, too. So pretty big.
You're almost there.
What are we talking about?
The National
League East.
National
League East. What? Liam, are you stupid here?
So the Nationals won the World Series.
So the National League East won the World Series. I couldn't be any happier. Represent our division is strong. Best division in baseball. I couldn't be any happier.
I mean, you don't really, like, care that the Nationals won the World Series, do you?
I'm a little mad, you know, because that could have been us.
Yeah, sure.
No, they had, like, a terrible start of the season, but people, like, making, like, acting like going, like, 19-30, whatever it was, is, like, coming back from that as impressive. That was in May. Well, the Mets did was much more impressive, in my mind.
Yeah, but they didn't finish.
That's not our fault. It was just the National League East is too good. What can I say?
I mean, yes, you can say you got.
But did you see the Phoenix Suns? They are on fire right now.
Ooh. Wait, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
people aren't talking about this.
Red Bull of whatever Red Bull team, a soccer team, they went off that one night. It was pretty crazy.
But is Washington having a moment right now?
If the Wizards win a championship, then yes.
Like is Washington like having a moment right now? I don't know. Have you seen it?
Can we have a vibe check real quick?
The Nationals are doing. The Nationals won a World Series. The Capitals, they won the World Series too. Do you know what I'm trying to do?
But I know what you're trying to do.
Bill Simmons. Are they having a moment right now?
If you think I listen to anything Bill Simmons ever done, you're kind
of crazy. I listened to True Withers make fun of Bill Simmons, and that's where I got it from. All
right. But did you see the Capitals are like just celebrating the Nationals World Series?
Yes. celebrating when you're not part of the team.
Oh no, I did it for Brian Dozier.
Oh yeah. This
dude Brian Dozier didn't play a single game in the playoffs, and he's taking all the credit for winning the World Series. You gotta appreciate.
Oh yeah, he came out and he came into the press conference and he was like, "Yeah, guys, this is all because of me. I did this all, guys."
Damn right, brother. Also, not to get too political here, but did you see Kurt Suzuki get man groped by Trump today?
Really?
Yeah, they did the presidential thing, and Kurt Suzuki had a MAGA hat on. So when he was doing a speech, Trump went up behind him and hugged him and like groped his tits.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a big rope, but you know, that was a joke. That was a joke. I'll be here all week.
He's working on a stand up. He's doing a lot better now. Mm-hmm. But fuck, what was I gonna say? I forget. Oh. Strasburg is underrated, one of the best playoff pitchers.
Yeah, but so
is it skewed?
He was really good. No, it's not skewed. He's one of the best. He's not. I wouldn't say he's Madison Bumgarner good yet. Because Bumgarner was unreal. But it's like I was gonna say, I don't want the Mets signing Steven Strasburg if they had a chance to.
Why not?
I feel like he just. It won't work out. He's basically Matt Harvey for the Nationals, but he's able to have some success.
What? That's a terrible comparison.
No, it's not. They came up at the same time. Both had Tommy John surgery. Both almost careers was ruined.
One won a World Series.
Yeah, but do you not hear what I just said? I said he was Matt Harvey on the Nationals, but and got lucky.
But if they both came at the same time. Strasburg is like what the same age as him, and he won a World Series later in his career.
I mean, Harvey had a chance, but freaking Collins just took him out. That
hurt. What happened?
Harvey had his chance, Game 5. They took him out. Familia blew it.
They kept him in.
They kept him into the ninth inning. He gave up a run, and then he gave another hit, and they took him out. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. You take him out at that point. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. If we're talking about that, then would you have taken out Zach Greinke? You gave the run, and they took him out when he was looking red hot, unstoppable. You take him out?
Yeah.
Really? Garrett Cole in?
No, you obviously put Garrett Cole in.
Yeah, that's where they fucked up then.
It's
either keep Greinke in, who's red hot, or put Cole in, hopefully for the best. Because if Cole blows it, that's not your fault.
No, what I think is, because in those situations, you've seen it thousands of times before. Like, the manager trusts the pitcher, and the pitcher fucks it up. Mm-hmm. It's happened a bunch. I mean, it almost happened to John Lackey when he was pitching against the Cardinals, even though we were up by a shit ton. But still, he let up, like, 3 runs in a row. You trust the manager decision. I mean, well, yes, I go Cole in that situation. Not who they throw out there. Like
they threw. What's his name?
Azuna was later.
It was, I think, the guy Smith. What was his name?
Isn't it Will Smith? No,
Will Smith plays for the Giants. I forget who it was, but whoever they put in, he was a good pitcher. But I still would only put Cole in that situation.
You obviously put Cole in. Like, I don't know why he didn't, but. Yeah. I agree. You have to take – you trust the manager's decision. I fully agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't trust AJ. I would have – it's either you keep Greinke or you put Cole. It's one of the two that have to happen. Also, do you see Garrett Cole like, just wear a Scott Boras hat and say he wasn't a player of the team after the game? That was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
He's just not going. He's just not signing back in the Astros. He's going to go to the Yankees probably. It's going to be pretty depressing. Or the Dodgers. But
yeah. You know, the funny thing, it's kind of like a role reversal. Like when Verlander legit signed the contract right after they won the World Series.
Yeah, but they won, so, you know.
I guess you're right. Kind of a little switcheroo-do.
What was I going to say?
The Astros falling apart?
What?
My column. Are the Astros falling apart?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
My column.
I was going to say, I think Gerrit Cole might be a system pitcher.
Gerrit Cole, system pitcher?
Yeah.
Why do you say this?
Because he has all success in Houston after he started. Like, he was in his decline of his career, and then he got traded to Houston, and he started to go back up. He's going to win a Cy Young most likely. But now, if he goes to like the Yankees, I don't think he's going to have the same success.
No, obviously. I mean, what the Astros have done with their pitching staff is insane.
They cheat.
They do steal signs.
They cheat all the time.
I mean, they cheated against the Red Sox, too.
Yeah, sure, they do, you little baby. Oh, look at the Red Sox. Last, look at Boston fans. Always crying. About stuff like this.
Last year, there was a thing where there was a guy behind home plate stealing signs.
Liam, shedding a tear for you guys last year.
We're about to win the World Series again this year, so.
Woof. Woof.
Mookie's coming back for another year.
Oh, Butler, do you want to say something to you?
Butler?
Woof.
Butler?
Woof. Question: how does it feel that you guys are finally going to win a Super Bowl, going 18-1?
Sorry, I was hitting a fat rip in my vape. Mm-hmm.
I said, how does it feel that you guys are going to finally win a Super Bowl, going 18-1?
I mean, I last night's loss. I don't care, honestly.
It's fine. It's always nice to finally get a Super Bowl win if you go 18-1. It's always something you can appreciate in the long run.
You done?
Oh, sorry. Did you say something?
You gonna keep going with it or?
Yeah, keep going. You can go.
I mean, the joke wasn't funny when you said it. I didn't react to it. It wasn't funny.
What, the Giants beat the Patriots and they had it, instead of going 19-0, they were 18-1.
Yeah.
That joke? Oh, that wasn't a joke. Was that, wait, oh shit, I just connected the dots. Wow, I'm just a genius, man.
You're such a funny guy.
Thanks. So you're saying,
are we talking NFL right now?
Yeah.
I don't, like, people will overreact about this game for the next week or 2 weeks. I think they have a bye this week, I'm pretty sure. Check me on that? Pretty sure they have a bye.
What? Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Yeah,
folks, this is a very good podcast right now.
Yeah, no, it's really late, and I'm pacing around. No, I mean, people are like, oh, the Patriots haven't played it when they played the Ravens and got their asses kicked. First of all, the offense didn't look terrible last night. You want to say like that?
But Tom Brady has lost a step.
Well, obviously, he's old.
Oh, so now we're going to play the old card. Oh, my God.
First of all, he is old. He doesn't have anyone to throw to. And the person he did throw to fumbled the fucking ball.
Don't put us on Edelman.
I'm not putting it on Edelman. I'm just saying he fumbled it.
Now you got to ask the question. Did the 49ers win the trade? They haven't really seen us undefeated right now.
Yeah, two Super Bowls later, they won the trade. Cool.
Yeah.
If you want to say it like that.
Well, was it one Super Bowl later?
There was two, no.
Garoppolo wasn't two. On the team with the against the
Garoppolo. No, Garoppolo Falcons? Won in 2000. No, that was Brissett. He was the backup. Garoppolo was, no, Hoyer was the backup then.
No, he wasn't.
Brissett.
Hoyer was definitely not the backup against the Falcons.
Garoppolo wasn't there for the Falcons. Garoppolo was there for the Seahawks. Then that year, we traded him to San Fran, and we won two more.
I think Garoppolo has two Super Bowls.
But no, he doesn't. I don't think so.
No, he does.
You looked it up?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Yep, he was there for the Falcons.
Was the Falcons year Brady got suspended?
No. Yeah, yeah.
That was the year?
Yeah, that was the revenge year.
I thought 2014 was the revenge year. With the Seahawks was the revenge year.
No, that was the year they got caught.
Oh, that was the deflate game.
Folks, this is a two-pages fan right here.
This is a... Well, what I mean.
Woof.
One Super Bowl later, fine.
Liam, side note, do you want me to cut this whole part out?
Nah, I don't really care.
Okay.
All right, my sports knowledge is pretty bad, so.
Mm-hmm. They got you on a sports podcast.
That's crazy that we do.
Yeah. I am scared for the rest of my life now. Did you see that fucking cat? That cat's going to haunt. Whoever lost the game is going to be cursed for the rest of their life. And we are cursed now.
That cat was so cute.
It had elusive of 99.
There's nothing better when announcers are announcing while an animal runs onto the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to show that the instant replay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of it making jump cuts like, oh, look at that cat. He's running on the field. Look at the bat.
They've shown it at least four different times on
they have
right now.
Oh, it's going to be a whole thing.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. GMA mm-hmm. next tomorrow morning. Oh my God, look at this cute cat.
Sports Nation. We have a new segment called The Black Cat. That was a joke right there. That's pretty funny. Yeah, you can cut that one out. That was pretty bad.
I like Sports Nation.
No, Sports Nation? No. No. Sports Nation isn't good anymore.
Well, I don't like sports. I like the John Boyce guy.
Who's on Sports Nation now, anyways?
John Boyce. That's all I know.
I don't know who John Boyce is.
That's the guy who does like all those like weird like Scorigami stuff.
Nope, not ringing a bell.
You don't know what Scorigami is?
What's Scorigami?
Scorigami is like a difference. Like it's like for like if someone scores like 13-21, it's the first time that score has ever scored. And he went through every single game in NFL history and figured out Scorigami.
I guess I'll have to check that out. What the fuck you're talking about?
Yeah, he also figured out that in 2004, Barry Bonds would have the best OPS if he never swung his bat.
Barry Bonds is so good. Yeah. Him not being in that Hall of Fame is so crazy.
He will eventually.
It was Roger Clemens?
Yeah, yeah. I believe all of them will eventually.
Curt Schilling, too?
Yikes. Folks, I don't think Curt Schilling's going to be in the Hall of Fame because of his belief.
He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. You can't not have someone in the Hall of Fame because of what they believe.
Do you want to?
No.
Did you know about Christopher Crispy Toes Johnson? He played in the 1840s, and man, did he hate blacks.
Kennedy Knox, Kentucky.
Okay.
I don't know. It's late. Tired.
I'm looking at some weird baseball names. Cannonball Titcomb.
John Laser.
Jack Glasscock.
Oh.
Dickie Thone.
Nice.
Tim Spooniebagger.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken Hawks. Dickerson.
Oh. Related to catfish.
No, he's white. And we had Lil Stoner.
Lil Stoner or Will Stoner?
Lil. L-I-L.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How many of those did you make up?
Oh, no. They're all, if you just look up Google. If you just go and Google weird baseball names. The first names that comes up is Coco Crisp.
Ah, that's not bad.
They
say Hideki Matsui. That's a weird baseball name.
Yeah, so is David Wright. What a weird name.
Pete Alonso.
Alright, I'll fucking stab you in the heart. Giants. I hate the Giants right now. Their defense is just god awful. I'm still surprised how bad it is. Their offense, they can't score either. Pat Shermer is just the worst offensive coach of all time.
Crazy when you trade away all your best players that you're not so good.
It's not even. It's like we just the first. So we intercepted the ball the first play of the game. You know what we did after that?
I thought you fumbled. I thought you got a fumble.
No, it was an interception. He threw it right side.
Was it an interception?
Yeah. So we got the ball. We ran the ball, lost, gained no yards. We ran the ball again, gained no yards. Passed the ball, no yards. Field goal. Well, that's basically how our offense is run at this point.
I mean, you got to use that Pro Bowl kicker as much as you can.
He's not very good at this point. He's not doing good, which just sucks. Because I like Aldrick Rosas. He had a good year, but now he's just not doing very well. Golden Tate did make a really good play, though. So that was pretty cool.
Golden Tate, great play.
Clutch receiver in the game.
Some may say. Mm-hmm. All those clutch catches that he's had
the past few years. I mean, why is Cat such a little bitch?
All right, first of all, Cat won that fight. I want to start off saying that.
I want to say that it was a draw.
Cat had him in a headlock
for like a second, if even. Joel okay. Got out of it, and they both fell to the ground. So I would say the fight never happened.
Joel Embiid is the biggest fake tough guy in the world.
I mean, I wouldn't fuck with him.
I mean, yeah, obviously you wouldn't. He's 7 foot tall.
And you can't teach that.
You can't.
Like, but Ben Simmons putting Cat in STFU. Oof, kick it out of that hole. Right.
No, I mean, I'd take Ben Simmons in any fight with anyone around the league except the Morris twins.
Jimmy Butler?
Yes.
He was homeless, you know.
He was homeless, but Ben Simmons from Australia.
Oi, cunt. You think you're taking me on a fight? You fucking cunt.
Crikey. Shrimp on Barbie. That's all I got.
What's the steakhouse called?
Outback. Oh, I'm going to hit you Outback. With my Bloomin' Onion sauce.
I do that every night, folks. Maybe a couple times a night.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Chili's.
Baby back ribs.
So, yeah, Cat lost.
He didn't lose the fight.
He lost the war?
No, technically, I guess he did lose the war because...
Yeah, put in the SDF, you.
Sixers ended up winning the game. Mm.
But if you're Cat at this point, you can't put your mom all the way up in the second row in the rafters. I'm not. If I hate the sheet shame, but if you're a multi-millionaire, you should not be putting your mother in the rafters. His verbal meme. His mom in the stands. Sting up in the rafters, watching it.
His mom up in the stands. Owen Hart.
Oh my god.
Sorry, that's all I thought of. That's the only thing I can come back with.
Let's continue with basketball. David Fizdale hates Frank Ntilikina. And it is astounding how much he hates him.
How bad is it?
We talk about this a little week, but yeah. Frank Ntilikina, goddamn. One second. Alright, sorry. So Frank Ntilikina was what happened? So Dennis Smith was playing like trash. Dave Fizdale refuses to play him. Refuses. Ken Walker dropped like 40 on us, and then eventually Elmer Payton gets injured, and Dennis Smith gets injured, and he still refuses to play Frank Ntilikina with no point guard, or he just decides not to start him. It's pretty crazy.
His fault for being European.
Yeah, but he is now starting because we have no other option, and he is our best defensive player. And it sucks because he does not know how to run a defense, Fizdale, because for some reason he decides to put switches on every person, and Ken Walker dropped 30 again when Frank was Frank only allowed 3 points when he was guarding him. So
I just don't understand why didn't he opt into another year or something?
Yeah, probably
opt. You picked up his option, right?
Yeah, we picked it up.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you do that if Fizdale refuses to play him.
Because the general manager likes him.
Okay, but you go by whatever the coach wants.
Sure. Ooh, the Suns beat the Sixers. The Suns are a wagon.
Suns are an absolute wagon.
Bro, Aaron Baines, Ricky Rubio, and Devin Booker is an offense that can't be stopped.
Buddy. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till they all meet up in Minnesota. It'll happen.
You had Rubio, so I mean, it's your fault. And you know, you guys took. You know how the Timberwolves took Rubio before Stephen Curry.
Yeah. And
that was.
Have you seen the Warriors?
That's true. The Warriors are disgusting at this point.
The worst team in the NBA.
Yep. Let me find that lineup because that was just hilarious.
Oh, it was like Curry, Draymond.
So they start. The this is the Warriors. Starting line against the Hornets: Kai Bowman, Jordan Poole, Glenn Robinson III, Eric Paschal, and Willie Cauley-Stein. P fucking you.
You're gonna tell me Glenn Robinson III isn't a good player?
He's not a good player.
Well, my point exactly.
All right. So yeah, it's getting bad. Draymond Green had a fake injury just so he had to play with that team.
This is their off year. They don't care. They're going to get a good draft pick, and it's going to be crazy.
They're going to get the fucking number one overall pick, draft Melo Ball, and be like the best team ever again.
Is the actual Russell hurt or some shit?
I don't know what happened to him. I guess he just wasn't playing, I guess. I don't know.
They're just not playing him?
Yeah.
Bold choice by Steve Kerr. Let's see if it works out.
Yeah. Do you know we have a new N-word?
I hear it.
Hold on, let me
get the beep button ready. Get the button ready.
Boomer. Did you hear that?
Hmm?
You get
no.
That? Oh, sorry. Boomer.
One more time.
Boomer.
Boomer.
Boomer. Yeah, so we're not allowed to say boomer anymore because boomers are getting mad at us.
Fuck the boomers. They can eat their mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Their collard greens.
Yeah, their fucking green beans.
Who eats green beans? If you're not part of the black bean group, you're not part of my group.
First of all, beans are disgusting in general.
Ooh, that's a hot take. I might have to punch you for it.
Beans are the worst thing ever.
Beans are good. Beans are.
Beans. No, beans are disgusting.
Black beans. Kidney beans, those are good.
Gross. Mm. They're all disgusting. Mm. If I see bean, like if you have beans in your burrito, you're disgusting.
I'll have a green bean every once in a while. I put if it's available, I would put beans in my taco.
Oh, it's so fucking. This is the texture of the pastiness. It's so fucking gross. If you eat beans, then I think of you less, I guess.
Well, that stands out. That's where our relationship's at then, I guess.
Huh?
What?
Hmm?
Oh, so yeah, boomers just getting mad. It's just calling them boomers just makes it even better. So that's they're really boomers for doing this.
What boomers are getting mad? They can't even type.
They always like this old guy who works for like the New York Post who did it.
Oh, was he writing on his notepad?
Yeah. And like he's like a 21-year-old. Intern just wrote it for him.
And another thing about these kids.
They just don't respect marriage anymore. They just
don't respect
my wife.
I remember back in my day, I could find a good cuck for myself. A good hard-working one.
They liked me the cucks. Now they just want to fuck my wife.
I swear I complain to my wife's boyfriend every day.
I can't even get hard anymore. It's fucked up. You know what's pissing me off?
What's that?
Your mama.
No. Who, Joe? Call...
Who's Joe?
Joe Mama.
Fuck! Podcast is over.
That's a little boomer joke right there.
No, but Call of Duty, I'm just so done with it at this point.
Because you're bad.
Yeah, but it's not my fault I'm bad.
Yeah, whose fault is it?
Call of Duty, obviously.
True.
Are you calling me a fucking liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
I'll bring Call of Duty in real life, bitch.
Let's go.
You won't know it. I'll be in the fucking closet, camping. I'll be waiting there all night for you.
With the shotgun?
Yeah, hell yeah, brother. 7-2-8.
Got
the LMG as my secondary.
I'll play some Call of Duty after this.
But yeah, that's my thing that just pissed me off lately. Also, Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was shitty weather here. There's no one was trick or treating, and there was too much candy for me.
Oh my god!
I ate a lot of candy this weekend. It was bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think one Halloween. I just stayed in my house and I took the bowl out and no kids really got to eat any of the candy.
Yeah.
I think I ate at least 50 Butterfingers that night.
My mom got this Heath bar, like these little mini Heath bars. I swear to God, they put some drugs in it because it was just so fucking good, apparently, for some reason.
Heath bars are the most underrated candies.
Brother, people don't. I will suck your dick right now. Hell yeah.
For a Heath bar?
Yeah.
Bro, they're so good.
They are so good.
Heath bar shake. You ever heard of Heath bar shake?
No, I can't say I have.
Buddy, you gotta have a Heath bar shake. It's pretty fucking good.
Right. Next time you're in town, take me on a little date.
I just want you to melt a Heath bar over me.
I think that's called hot wax, but sure, we can do that again, too.
I just want to lick the Heath off of you. The toffee.
But, and also I found out
Sticky. My teeth, they're going to be hard to open, so I'm going to have to really pry them open for me. The toffee in them. The dentist is going to have to fill those cavity holes real good.
So what I was going to say is I've actually found out that I really like Reese's Cups now. I never liked Reese's Cups. I just never liked the peanut butter with it, but now I do.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They were my favorite. No, they were my favorite. I don't think they're my favorite anymore. I like when they're the mini ones. The mini ones are my favorite.
I'm a Twix guy through and through.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Sorry, every time we talk, I just want to end this relationship.
You know you don't.
Yes, I do. You treat me like a fucking whore.
You know you don't.
You don't give me my rights.
I need to come back. When I come back home, you know No Nut November's going to end.
Hell yeah, brother. Did you hear about Big Cat?
What happened to Big Cat?
He got traded to New York Giants. Leonard Williams is on the New York Giants now.
Whew. Oh, the guy who said he doesn't care about football?
No, that's different. That's a different Jets player.
No, it was Leonard Williams.
It wasn't. No, it was a different guy. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. That was a different guy. Wait, there might be. It might be.
Sheldon Richardson?
It was Sheldon Richardson.
Okay.
It might have been both.
Were they both on the same video saying they don't care about this team?
I think Sheldon Richardson got traded, and then Leonard Williams started saying how he didn't care about football either. I think you might be right and wrong at the same time. We're both right. I mean,
what are the chances two people from the same team says that about the same organization? Wow, yeah. It's almost like they're doing something wrong.
Oh shit! I just remembered. I can't believe I forgot about this. Cleveland Browns are like the worst team ever. Baker Mayfield looks like a freaking depressed Josh Peck.
Just another chip on Baker's shoulder trying to prove you guys wrong. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, him shaming three different times just to try and change the juju, I appreciate it, but it's not going to work, bud.
It's not working. I mean, is this a sophomore slump or is this a wake-up call?
You know Odell is ranked like 150th in the league for like targets right now?
That's terrible. I would
see that as a problem if you're not targeting your best receiver on the team and you're ending up losing almost every game. Maybe you want to change something up.
Maybe throw the ball to him? I'd say.
That would be something. That would be a thought.
So what's going on in WWE?
Oh, Crown Jewel, their Saudi Arabia show, was this weekend.
Oh, sick. The one that promotes terrible people?
Well, actually, they did have their first ever women's match in Saudi Arabia.
Wow, I bet they booed.
Someone threw a water bottle at Natalia.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a special moment. But I didn't watch it. I was in school, and I'm not gonna rewatch it because I already knew what happened after it. But yeah. But
is the Saudi show, is that canon?
Yeah, because Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, Bray Wyatt won the Universal Champion there. That's a world champion. So it's a big title.
Oh, I got that mixed up with the USA. Is the USA thing still a thing?
AJ Styles is US champion.
Wow, they gave him that?
But they usually never change titles there. Well, he's the US champion because they don't always want to be world champion, so at least he's a champion still and still pretty big.
How's the other one going?
You gotta be a little bit more specific with that.
Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is
Oh, I really haven't. I've actually been more interested in NXT than it, so.
Who runs that? Doesn't Triple H run NXT?
So I was gonna get to that. So,
okay, go on.
Saudi Arabia. They were in Saudi Arabia after the show. They record. They have SmackDown live on Friday. So the show was on Thursday night. So the planes got delayed, and then people just couldn't show up. They literally had like this like. So the only people that were the only like notable names that was able to actually be on SmackDown was Daniel Bryan, because he doesn't go to the Saudi shows because he respects human rights.
Mm-hmm.
The Miz.
Because, what a terrible guy. What a terrible guy.
The Miz was there because, you know, he respects human rights and he doesn't have to.
Two awful people.
And basically every woman in the roster basically was there. Oh, and Sami Zayn, because he's Syrian and the Saudis don't like Syrians.
Wow. Sorry.
Whoa. I couldn't quite hear you. Could you please repeat what you said? Sorry, Siri. Not now. Maybe later.
I like her accent. It's
okay. Boy, brother, made a fucking Australian cunt. But yeah. They had delays. They had NXT do an invasion angle because they're going to be part of Survivor Series this year.
Uh huh.
So yeah, that's basically what happened for this weekly WWE talk that everyone loves.
Sorry, I was scratching my balls.
So, time for the breaking news I teased you about. Daniel Mir, made TikToks. And I want you to see them.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Solid Man. I showed Joey the first one. I haven't shown the second one. I made two so far.
Let me watch this.
I was going to show you on Friday, but you know.
How are they doing?
Look for yourself. So yeah, this was, I showed Liam the TikToks, but Liam's phone turned off. Once he turned on TikTok, it was the whole thing. I finally got Liam back on Skype, and he was just a terrible reactor for it. So, yeah. I cut the whole part out. There's no point in listening to it. It was terrible. But, yeah, you can check out the TikToks. Ask Smoke Dan yourself. So, yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing the point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle men through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.